Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris Down One. How y'all living? I'm living swell. This is episode 146. We got a good episode now. If you've been following me, which by the way, subscribe to my podcast as well as sharing it with your friends, family, and followers. Give it a 5-star rating or any type of rating. Give it a glorified review or whatever type of review you want to give it to on iTunes Podcast Center as well as Spotify. And we got to get the numbers up, okay? I really do appreciate everyone that do listen to I'm Chris Down One podcast. Once again, my friends, this is episode 146. Now, last week I talked about Tales of the Walking Dead and how disappointed and disgusted I am with Tales of the Walking Dead. If you guys are subscribed to my podcast, or if you're expecting me to do another recap of Tales of the Walking Dead, unfortunately, I can't do it. I cannot stomach it. I cannot watch. Even though there's like 2 more episodes remaining, I just can't force myself into watching the last 2 episodes of Tales of the Walking Dead. But best believe I will do a full breakdown of season 1 of Tales of the Walking Dead when the finale when the last episode is over with. We'll talk about it. But today we're going to be talking about She-Hulk, attorney of law is on Disney Plus. I've been enjoying the She-Hulk episode. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to explain to y'all guys in full details why I'm enjoying She-Hulk, Attorney of Law. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are hardcore comic book fans as well as superhero fans in general. A lot of people are not impressed with She-Hulk, Attorney of Law. I really do feel like a lot of people, when you're talking about She-Hulk, I don't think a lot of people don't understand the origin of She-Hulk. I read the She-Hulk comics. And the She-Hulk comics were kind of comedic, lighthearted storytelling. Nothing real dark or sinister or nothing too serious. I feel like the mistake a lot of people are making with She-Hulk Attorney of Law, because they fully expect this episode to be like the previous episodes on Disney Plus, particularly in the Marvel section. Captain America and the Winter Soldier, everyone kind of feels like She-Hulk should be on that type of stratosphere, as well as the movies such as Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Iron Man, or The Avengers. I feel like a lot of people are putting She-Hulk into that tier. A lot of people feel like She-Hulk should be on the same tier as The Punisher or Daredevil or Iron Fist, which those were mature type episodes, and they premiered on Netflix. Now, you can still watch those older episodes on Disney Plus, but I feel like a lot of people are feeling that She-Hulk should be in that type of stratosphere, should be taken seriously. And if you read the She-Hulk comics, they were sort of lighthearted, comedic, something that sort of took you away from the seriousness in a lot of comic books. Like I said, She-Hulk was not a popular character in the comic book realm. I feel like Supergirl is more popular than She-Hulk. Now, She-Hulk is, She-Hulk is from the Hulk family. And, I understand young girls looking up to She-Hulk more, identify with She-Hulk more than the Incredible Hulk. Just like I feel like there are some women out there, little girls out there, that are impressed with Supergirl, and they look up to Supergirl more than Superman. I feel like a lot of people think that She-Hulk should be on the same stratosphere as the Hulk. And in retrospect, when you think about the Hulk, it's not like the Hulk was a massive popular character, all right? Particularly on the Marvel side, you know, I feel like Marvel, even though today, I feel like today's Marvel is different from yesterday's Marvel with Stan Lee and those guys. You know, it was always a combination of Iron Man, Spider-Man, Captain America, in whatever particular order was the founding characters. You know, when you speak Marvel, you should think of those characters. Those are iconic characters. And then, yes, you do have the Scarlet Witch, the X-Men. Yes, you do have Daredevil and all those other characters. But when you think of Marvel, you think of those three characters. And I feel like a lot of people think that She-Hulk should be in that stratosphere. And She-Hulk is not in that stratosphere. She's not in the second tier. She-Hulk is definitely like the third, fourth tier of characters in the Marvel universe. And when I'm watching She-Hulk Attorney at Law, it demonstrates that. I feel like today's Marvel is trying to keep it, you know, all these characters that they bring out in Disney Plus or in the movie theaters, they kind of want to keep the same storyline and the same essence of that character that's in the comic book world. And they sort of go par for the course when they transition these characters into television shows or miniseries or movies, and they kind of want to keep it on that same wavelength. I do understand the frustration of, I feel like it's more casual comic book lovers, well, not comic book lovers, but casual Marvel fans who may not know that these characters first appeared in comic books. They also appeared in novels. They also appeared the more popular ones in earlier television shows as well as movies. But the origin of these characters strictly came from the comic book realm. And I want to give kudos to Marvel and as well as Disney, I mean Marvel as well as DC in this perspective. They're keeping these characters in the same timeline and keeping the same storyline from the comic book realm. Now they may abellish here and there. There may be some characters that's in that particular story that they don't identify or even talk about. But still, nevertheless, if you are a comic book lover, a lot of these characters, they've been on par with their stories. They're behind the scenes stories. They're the origins of these characters, what make these characters tick. With She-Hulk, what I read of She-Hulk, She-Hulk is more of a supportive character in the Hulk universe. If you look at the Hulk, if you just think of the Hulk universe, you know, of course it's going to be the Hulk himself. But I don't think, I feel like a lot of people don't understand that there's other characters in the Hulk universe. There's Red Hulk. You obviously got She-Hulk, and you got the villains of the Hulk world as well. You got Abomination. I feel like it's the Hulk, Abomination, Red Hulk, and I'm missing a couple of other characters. And then you go She-Hulk. And I think a lot of Marvel fans don't understand the dynamics of these characters and how they were written in the comic book world. A lot of these Marvel fans are fans of Marvel because of the movies and the television series and this, that, and the third, maybe in video games. But a lot of these Marvel fans wasn't growing up reading about these characters. And a lot of the criticism of the She-Hulk really stems from a lot of hardcore Marvel fans really don't even know the identity of She-Hulk. Why they made She-Hulk more comical in these episodes, and why She-Hulk is really, in her world, she's not treated seriously, or the character herself doesn't treat this very seriously. It's more lighthearted than drama, the seriousness of the story. A lot of these stories are lighthearted. I feel like a lot of these stories, kids can involve themselves in these episodes. So when you got that, as well as you're talking about a character that's really not a established popular character in the Marvel universe, a lot of people feel like the reason why they did that because they didn't want to promote a scenario where the She-Hulk is more male masculine than female. Females have masculinity to themselves as well. Now, it's not on the same level as when a male demonstrates masculinity, being tough. Women can be tough as well. But with the She-Hulk, you're sort of walking a tightrope of, you want this to be a ferocious, unstoppable character. And all unstoppable characters are alphas, and they're dominant. Now, a lot of people want to say male dominant. They identify male dominance over a female being dominant. And when a female is dominant, a lot of closed-minded individuals perceive a female being dominant as being a man. A woman can't be a woman and be dominant. A woman, when she's dominant, a lot of people say she's acting like a male, like Serena Williams. Serena is one of the top athletes of sports. Okay, I don't put the gender in it, like male or female, but Serena is up there as one of the most successful athletes, dominant athletes in all sports. When we're talking about Michael Jordan or Floyd Mayweather or Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, LeBron James, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, we don't say when they're dominant, we don't say he's the most top male dominant athlete in sports. We just say the most dominant athlete in sports. But when you're going into the Serena Williams and the Sue Birds, the Sha'Carri Richardsons, everyone has to identify it as, well, she's the most dominant female athlete. Dominant athlete, it doesn't matter if it's a male or a female, that individual is a dominant athlete. So we don't do that with the males. Why are we doing that with the females? And I feel like a lot of people, when they're critiquing the She-Hulk as a character, And when they're critiquing She-Hulk, Attorney of Law, the series, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, you know, the She-Hulk is, you know, the reason why they written her this way in these series because they didn't want the impression of She-Hulk being a male-dominant character, all right? That's why if you've been seeing a lot of the battles, you know, when the Hulk battles, it's more maddening. It's not strategic. It's not planned. It's not using martial arts or anything like that. Just basically Hulk smash, okay? Wherever the Hulk sees, he just smash, all right? With the She-Hulk, it's more strategic. It's more fluid. She doesn't just go Hulk smash. Now, the first episode, when she first got her, they showed you how she got her powers, and she was fighting the Hulk on the beach. There were moments in that timeline when they were fighting one another where the She-Hulk demonstrated her being out of control, sort of say, Hulk smash. But they didn't want to write the She-Hulk as the same type of character as the Incredible Hulk, okay? Why even have a She-Hulk if the She-Hulk is going to be similar to the Incredible Hulk? And when you read her comics, she's more, she was more intellectual than the Incredible Hulk when he first got his power. When the Incredible Hulk got his power, it was just Bruce Banner and the Incredible Hulk, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Bruce Banner could control Bruce Banner, but the Incredible Hulk controlled the Incredible Hulk. If you want to say a monster can control themselves. And with the She-Hulk, when she got her powers, it didn't matter if she was the She-Hulk or if she was, or if she, I forgot the character. That's another thing we're going to talk about. I forgot the character name of the She-Hulk, but she was the same person. When she was or wasn't the Hulk, she was the same person. And they explained it in the first episode, but when you read the comics can explain to you why that was so. Now, it didn't mean that she was more intelligent than Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner was more intelligent than her. It's just women typically can control their anger. So everything about being a woman that was proactive, they incorporated into She-Hulk. And everything that demonstrated male masculinity, they sort of covered over or didn't discuss or talk about in the She-Hulk comics. And that's what you're getting in these episodes. Everything that makes the She-Hulk great, they will talk about, like on an intellectual level. On, you know, females typically can control their anger. And the only time, now they demonstrated in an episode where there was a male treating her like a female that needed help, or the cat calls, that's when she gets angry, okay? She was angry, but it was controlled rage. She could control her rage. It wasn't to the point where she was out of control. So a lot of things that promoted the She-Hulk, the things that benefit the She-Hulk, of course, they advertised and talked about. But still trying to get over the fact that you have to understand, people, when they watch this show, they may not be hardcore fanatic comic book readers. They may not be hardcore fanatic Marvel fans. They may not be hardcore fanatics of the She-Hulk. So you have to sort of commercialize the She-Hulk, where it doesn't matter what community you come from, you would like this show. I think another thing that makes this show run fluid, run better, is that the 35-minute show. Setting it up and the way how they construct and set up each of these episodes, they're like, comedic type episodes, like watching Seinfeld or watching The Different World or The Cosby Show. Well, you know, I shouldn't say The Cosby Show, but you get my point, you get my drift. Cheers or something like that. Funny shows. They didn't go too cheesy or made it too comedic where you have an audience laughter when she does a joke or when she says something funny or when someone else says something funny. But it's, you can tell from the scenery, this is going to be a light-hearted mini-series of the She-Hulk. It's not going to be like Loki. It's not going to be like Captain America and the Winter Soldier. It's not going to be like any of the established Daredevil, Luke Cage, where they took the comic book character very seriously, very dramatic. They was not going to do that with the She-Hulk, okay? So, my, the way how they orchestrated this, I was cool with it. I was very cool with it. I understood because I have a background in comic book history, and that's sort of pretty much how comic books are, you know. With the She-Hulk universe, that's how it was always. It was always lighthearted, tongue-in-cheek, very comedic, didn't take itself too seriously, all right? And, I like when, you know, one thing about She-Hulk in comic books, they really didn't. They really didn't utilize the She-Hulk in the Marvel Universe. She was more of an add-on, you know. And I thought that was sort of disappointing because I always liked She-Hulk. And I thought She-Hulk was very attractive. Yes, she had muscles on top of muscles, but she was more feminine. Is this a word, folks? Feminine friendly, without being so masculine. When you look at Serena Williams, if you don't stalk and stare at her muscle body structure, she looks like a very beautiful, attractive woman. She looks like she should be in a lot of magazines with Beyonce or any other top model. The only difference is Serena Williams is more athletic than Beyonce or Kim Kardashian or anything like that, but she can stand with the best of those individuals. And with the She-Hulk, she looked very attractive, but they didn't, she wasn't, and I'm trying to, with the She-Hulk, they sort of balance male masculinity with her. They also sort of, but they balanced sort of her being a female. She incorporated a lot of great things that what being a female, what's great about being a female. And for both audiences, male and female, could identify to the She-Hulk. Now, let's talk about the series so far in the episode of the She-Hulk right after this break. Okay, so let's talk about the She-Hulk. The episode, all, I believe it's, we're on our fourth episode, all four episodes, as well as the series thus far. I like She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. It was a different take, a different perspective of what I've seen thus far from Disney Plus. Like I said, it was more tongue-in-cheek, it was more comedic, it was lighthearted. It wasn't too serious, or treated itself very seriously. It was a comic book hero type of presentation wrapped with wrapped with the demonstration of women empowerment, being comedic, and women can be powerful too without being promoted the use of male masculinity. Females have masculinity too. It's different from male masculinity. And when you look at a lot of female movies and television shows like Police Woman, G.I. Jane, yes, they were females, or Charlie's Angels. Yes, they were females, but they were surrounded in the universe of male masculinity. Basically, Hollywood implied that, you know, being female and showing female masculinity wouldn't be popular to the audience, and majority of the audience is male. So for the males to identify these female hero characters, they have to demonstrate and show male masculinity in a lot of these productions. So the She-Hulk went a different way with it, promoting more of a female masculinity and less so of being a male, having a male masculinity. With the She-Hulk as a character, and like I said earlier, is not the most popular character in the Marvel Universe, but I feel like She-Hulk is more so commercialized. Out of all the characters, that character is more commercialized from male, female. A lot of people can identify in different demographics. So it's a fresh take. If you've seen I Am Rook, the She-Hulk could be in that type of lineup, more family friendly, more kid friendly. You can watch this any time of the day. There's not going to have scenes in there where you have to explain it to your children. Even the action scenes are PG-13 type of scenes, more Three Stooges type of action. Okay, so that's what I like about the She-Hulk. Now, a lot of people are talking about with the She-Hulk, the CGI. A lot of people are not huge fans of the CGI, with the graphics of the She-Hulk. A lot of people think it's it's a less degree of CGI. When they talk about the other Marvel shows, and you look at their CGI, it's a lot better than the She-Hulk. When you talk about the movies of Marvel, a lot of that CGI is a lot better than the She-Hulk. Me personally, it's a notch less than other presentations coming from the Marvel Universe, Marvel/Disney+ universe. If y'all want to rate CGI from this show from Marvel compared to She-Hulk, fine, be my guest. I can see the CGI and the graphics of the She-Hulk. I can see some of the weaknesses in there, but they're minute. I mean, it's not like you're going to slow these images down. You're just going to just pause and just go, okay, look how the color green is a solid darker green from her neck than it is on her hand. If you want to dissect it that much, then fine. You know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying, me personally, it's not a huge issue. It's not night and day CGI, okay? When you look at when you look at the Wolverine, or when you look at Daredevil, when you look at Captain America, Thor, the Avengers, when you look at those other Marvel presentations, it's not like night and day. Like the She-Hulk Attorney at Law is by far the worst graphics and the worst CGI. It's not even to that magnitude. I just think a lot of people are nitpicking a lot of things about She-Hulk Attorney at Law, because if you look at the overall presentation, it's a pretty good show. Storytelling is pretty good. Character development is pretty good. The CGI, it's spotty in some areas, but it's still pretty good. The character She-Hulk, She-Hulk herself is a pretty good above average character. Okay, now yes, I know it's not on the tier of a Captain America, Thor, or an Iron Man, or the Scarlet Witch, or Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, or any of that stuff. I get that, okay? But no one is saying that She-Hulk is that popular of a character, all right? Another thing a lot of people were, I'm gonna say nitpicking, is, you know, the presentation, how they're setting up these episodes. I think a lot of people are turned off on the She-Hulk being more lighthearted, not dark. It's not drama, action, dark. It's more comedic, lighthearted action. I think a lot of people are turned off about that. They want to see the She-Hulk battle more of a serious character. And she's basically battling characters in the She-Hulk universe. And when I hear people say that, I say to myself, it's obvious that these people have not picked up a She-Hulk comic. If you look at the villains the She-Hulk had to battle by herself in her own universe, a lot of these characters are not identical, are not villains that, were in different comics or the most popular villains. They're not Magneto type of villain, all right? They're just not. They're not Doctor Strange type villain. I mean, they say simply not. They're just comedic, funny type of villains that, you can't transition these villains into other comics and them battling other heroes, all right? They're tongue-in-cheek villains that are, fillers in the She-Hulk universe and in the She-Hulk comic books and the She-Hulk story. Abomination, yes, the She-Hulk met Abomination in the comics, but Abomination is more of a Hulk villain, less so of a She-Hulk villain. And I had the other character in my head, but even the character Wu, he's more of the wizard. He's Wong. He's more of a character from the Doctor Strange universe. If you look at the episodes, the best characters that they're utilizing in She-Hulk Attorney at Law are from other comic book universes of other characters in the comic book Marvel comic book universe. They're not exclusively from She-Hulk. Now the underlings, the smaller type villains, are from the She-Hulk universe, but the main characters are not, okay? Like Wong and Abomination. It is what it is. I think another thing a lot of people nitpick on is they feel like the She-Hulk should be in the same stratosphere as Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is a popular character in DC. All right? You can't have a Justice League movie without Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is the leader of the Justice League, all right? She-Hulk is not a member of the Avengers. Now, she fought alongside the Avengers in many comic book issues, but she is not an Avenger. You can have an Avenger movie without the She-Hulk. It has been done. Okay, look at the previous movies of the Avengers. There's no She-Hulk present in none of those movies. All right. Thanos didn't have to snap his fingers around the She-Hulk. Okay. But, you know, the Avengers, you can't do an Avenger movie without Captain America, without Iron Man. Maybe with the Hulk, but the Hulk is an Avenger as well. But the She-Hulk is not an Avenger. And I feel like a lot of people saying, well, okay, DC got it right. Look what they did with Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman has her own movie as well as she's in Justice League. Well, it's kind of hard to write her out of the story because Wonder Woman is part of the Justice League. She-Hulk is not. So I can understand and identify with a lot of people having issues with the dialogue and the script writing and the character development of the She-Hulk. I understand all that, but my issue is with a lot of people that are nitpicking the She-Hulk. I think the She-Hulk is, you know, if you look at all of the streaming services, if you look at all the new shows from the streaming services, as well as cable and satellite, She-Hulk Attorney at Law is in the top five of best new shows thus far. It's way better than Tales of the Walking Dead. Trust me on that. All right. So in this time period, in this time slot, it's a perfect time slot and the perfect time period for She-Hulk Attorney at Law. That's what I feel about it. And there's a lot of other people that feel the same way. Now, there is an audience. I don't know how big this audience is, and I'm not going to say that it's a small audience, but nevertheless, it's an audience of people that are not impressed with the She-Hulk. But when you read the comments and you read their concerns and their frustrations, a lot of these concerns and frustrations are comparing the She-Hulk to something else. Okay, so trying to compare it to more established and popular characters from both Marvel and the DC universe, I think people are missing the boat on that. But yeah, that's all I got. I would give the She-Hulk a thumbs up. I think what I've seen from the She-Hulk is fine with me. I see a lot of reviews on the She-Hulk, and they're more favorable reviews. Should those reviews be more higher? Possibly, but I think they're at the sweet spot. I think a lot of people overall are okay with the She-Hulk Attorney at Law. I don't think it's the best original show that Disney Plus has came out with, but it is what it is. So that's all I got for this week of I'm Chris Adon 1 podcast, episode 155. I will see you guys next Saturday. I'm up out of here. Deuces, guys. Outro.